Let's go, Illinoisans. Send Jeannie Ives to the governor's mansion. With the country riven by unbridgeable ideological divisions and all manner of corruption, we here in one of the sorriest run, most corrupt states have a breath of fresh air in gubernatorial candidate State Representative Jeannie Ives. Conservatives of all stripes have a candidate in Ives who unapologetically embraces the entire Republican platform and does so with courage, wisdom, grace, and integrity. Ives is a smart, well-informed, tireless straight shooter. Illinoisans must not pass up this opportunity to elect a candidate of this caliber. Representative Ives demonstrated her passionate commitment to fiscal sanity in a stemwinder of a statement made on the Illinois House floor in which she urged a no vote on the disastrous budget proposal. Go to this article online and watch the video. See if you can remain seated by the end of it. I call it Mrs. Ives Goes to Springfield. What Illinoisans need to do now is either find and sign a petition to get Representative Ives on the ballot, download some petitions and gather signatures, or both. Take action. Jeannie Ives needs petition signatures now, immediately. It's urgent. Go to this article online and download a petition, gather signatures. If every IFI subscriber gets a mere 15 signatures, she would have more than enough to get on the ballot. Please send all notarized petitions to the address given in this article online by November 20th. We have 5 days, about 5 days, to get these petition signatures. Here's what Illinoisans need to know about Jeannie Ives. She graduated in the West Point class of 1987 with a Bachelor of Science in Economics. She went on to serve in the U.S. Army. Her assignments included platoon leader and headquarters detachment commander for transportation units in Germany and ROTC instructor at Wheaton College. She resigned from the Army in 1993 to raise her children and at the same time worked as a tax advisor and bookkeeper for small businesses and individuals. Prior to her election to the Illinois House, Ives served on the Wheaton City Council. In her first term, Ives focused on bringing about true pension and tax reform in the state, pursuing term limits for lawmakers, government transparency, and advocating for school choice. Ives sits on the House Appropriations Committee for Elementary and Secondary Education, House Labor Committee, House Committee on Cities and Villages, House Committee on Mass Transit, and House Committee on International Trade and Commerce. She has lived in Wheaton for 20 years with her husband Paul, also a USMA class of 1987 graduate, and their 5 children. She is a parent volunteer at her children's schools and has been coaching the St. Michael Boys and Girls Championship cross-country teams for 7 years. Ives' pro-life commitment is unwavering and poignantly illustrated in a must-read essay appearing 2 years ago in the Chicago Tribune, which you can access if you go to this article online. It's about the tragic death of one of her babies who had been diagnosed with a terminal genetic abnormality during the 4th month of Ives' pregnancy and died 45 minutes after his birth. I'll read an excerpt from that essay, and I quote, "Our high-risk pregnancy doctor strongly suggested we abort the baby. In our conversation, the doctor spoke as if that were the obvious, most reasonable option. The thought of aborting Mark entered my mind for a few brief moments. How convenient. No one needs to think about this anymore. No increased medical expenses, no carrying the baby for 20 more weeks, no painful choice on how to respond to cheerful comments about my impending birth. The problem would just go away, and I could get back to caring for our other 4 boys. But those moments passed quickly. I knew the decision to end Mark's life was neither mine nor my husband's to make. The next 4 months, I cried every day with a kind of grief I had never experienced. Our baby boy was alive inside me, kicking and rolling, and on the day we would welcome Mark to the world, he would die in my arms. I was not only grief-stricken, I was also scared. I was terrified to face the death of my own child. Mark was born on April 28, 2002. He died 45 minutes after birth. After his birth, my doctor baptized him, and nurses lovingly took baby pictures, dressed him, gave him a teddy bear, took footprints, and treated him with the dignity he deserved as a human being created in the image and likeness of God. He was just over 3 pounds and had a nose like my father's." End quote. Don't let defeatists, naysayers, or those purported Republicans who reject big chunks of the Republican platform infect you. Instead, thank God for Jeannie Ives and then work your tails off for her. Volunteer to help the campaign. Talk to family members, friends, and neighbors about Representative Ives and the importance of her election. And donate to her campaign. You can do so by going to this article online. Even small donations help enormously.